Tsunami warning sirens wailed up and down the Washington coast Thursday. Students, businesses, and medical workers drilled for an earthquake and tsunami as part of an annual event called the Great Shakeout. During the same drill, tsunami sirens stayed silent along the Oregon and Northern California coasts. There, some cities and counties are rethinking the cost-effectiveness of the warning systems. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
So let me show you why some people love their tsunami sirens and others can live without them. That's the siren sound from a block away in low-lying Ocean Shores, Washington. Definitely wouldn't miss that if I were outside, unlike, say, the buzz of a cell phone buried deep in my pocket. But now, for the sake of argument, follow me as I quickly move over to my car and get inside. So now I've moved from outside to inside, have the radio on, and can barely hear the siren. Similarly, imagine if you're at home watching Netflix. Would you hear the warning?
These days, emergency managers say sirens are for notifying people who are outdoors. You can hear a close-by siren inside North Beach Junior and Senior High School. Principal Brett Mackey says the siren towers in Ocean Shores provide reassurance. He says it's great that federal grant money is paying for two more to be installed in his town and another one for Long Beach, Washington, too.
I can hear from my house. I can hear the audible saying when they do the Monday checks. So I like that. I like the fact that we're thinking, forethinking, and trying to warn people.
Farther south, officials are rethinking the use of tsunami warning sirens. Tillamook County, Oregon, decommissioned several dozen more than 2 years ago after the upkeep became unaffordable. The city of Waldport, Oregon, retired its three warning sirens a few months later. Now in Coos Bay, Fire Chief Mark Anderson is reconsidering the effectiveness of the aging warning siren on the roof of a fire station close to the ocean.
Tsunami warning sirens are difficult to maintain. The one that we have is a 1950s or 60s era civil defense siren, which is obsolete and difficult to get parts for.
Rather than upgrade, Anderson says his county and city are considering replacing warning sirens with a telephone-based reverse 911 alerting system. Emergency managers further south on both sides of the Oregon-California border also assume their sirens will be phased out over time as smartphones become increasingly ubiquitous. Sirens, though, are a fraught topic among coastal residents, according to Althea Rizzo. She's the Geologic Hazards Coordinator for Oregon's Division of Emergency Management. Rizzo says different people prefer to get information in different ways.
So when you have populations of people that aren't keyed into other ways of getting the tsunami hazard information, tourists or people who are outside in park areas that may be away from cell phone access. So in those cases, tsunami sirens are useful if they can convey information through voice.
Move to higher ground. Inland now. Do not delay.
Rizzo says without an intelligible voice message, the siren is just noise. And that's why Rizzo is glad newer warning technologies tell you details and may even suggest what to do.
If the tsunami is 10 to 16 hours away, you're going to be hearing about it, whether it's on radio, whether it's television, Facebook. You can opt in through your cell phone. There's going to be lots of different ways to get this information.
One thing that's the same everywhere on the West Coast is that the sirens only provide warning in the case of a tsunami generated by a distant earthquake. If the Cascadia Fault Zone just offshore unleashes, that being the feared big one, the violent shaking may be your only warning to run for higher ground. Rizzo points out an important difference between Oregon and Washington. In Oregon, and California too for that matter, siren upkeep and upgrades are a local responsibility. Washington State, by contrast, has a standardized satellite-activated tsunami siren network for which the state pays all the maintenance. Wherever you live, Rizzo says it's up to you to learn what warning systems your community offers and how to opt in if necessary. I'm Tom Bonsi in Ocean Shores, Washington.